In the U.S., it's largely a very underground problem. I wouldn't be surprised if none of you have ever seen real evidence of it. It's kind of like a crime that takes place in the shadows. And it takes place at the absolute margins of our society. The people that find themselves in the life of a pimp or as a victim themselves tend to come from just absolutely destroyed families. Almost everybody who's been trafficked was a victim of abuse, probably sexual and physical abuse. Very, very unlikely that they had two parents. There's a ton of victims that get into this after they've run away from home, or even worse, been thrown out of their home. One of the most depressing statistics I've seen in my work is that among American kids who left home on their own will and were gone for over a week. This is, imagine being a kid who's 14, runs away from home, you're gone for a week. Only one out of five of those children are reported to the police. So that just gives you a sense of how broken many of these homes are. So what happens in the U.S. typically is you have one of these kids who's kind of on the margins. The average age of entry is, they estimate, 12, 13, 14 years old. And for some reason, they're out of the house. They ran away. They were thrown away. They're just hanging out at a mall. And the traffickers, the pimps, the exploiters, have become incredibly adept at detecting vulnerable kids. And I'm not a pimp. I hope I never am. But there's some skill that they've developed where they can tell children who are vulnerable. And they tend to come on and play nice. They act like they're their boyfriend. They'll befriend them. They'll start buying them all kinds of gifts. They'll take them shopping. They'll take them to shows, whatever. But shortly after, you know, the honeymoon phase, they slyly say, hey, you know, you need to start pulling your own weight around here. I've got a friend. I mean, and it's very subtle where they kind of rope them into this situation where they become prostitutes. And we don't like the term prostitute because, unfortunately, in our culture, prostitute is still seen as you've done something wrong, where in the case of trafficking, it's very, very likely that you've been victimized. But then making this crime even more challenging is, perhaps you guys are familiar with the term Stockholm Syndrome. It is the psychological condition where you fall in love with your captor. And this is something that the pimps, the traffickers, exploit adeptly. They make the girls rely on them for every little thing. They often use various kinds of drugs to get them addicted, so they're not only psychologically trapped, but they rely on the pimp to get their high. So you have girls who often are like in not only a physical bondage, often it's not even a physical bondage, but a psychological bondage. They don't feel like they are free to leave. And this makes it very challenging not only to find the girls. Again, they're often at the margins, very tough to find. But also, once you find them, to bring them back into some kind of healing, to restore their dignity, their sense of trust in men. They often have absolutely no trust in men, as you can imagine. So that is an extremely challenging problem as well. And then I should say one more thing. You may have heard about the whole Craigslist. There was a big push to get Craigslist to stop advertising paid sex, basically. The internet has made this problem so much worse because it's made men who want to buy sex with girls much easier to do. It doesn't require, you know, going to the shady part of town, or going to, you know, a shady bookstore where there might be people on the street corner. You can go pretty much anybody with an internet connection and find, you know, local girls willing to do what you'd like them to do for a price. So that's kind of a sketch of the problem as it looks like in the U.S. To give you a sense of the kind of trafficking that happens within the U.S., we think for every one trafficking victim that comes into the U.S. from another country, which would typically be probably through South America, through Mexico, there's probably 5 to 10 U.S. victims, like women or girls who are U.S. citizens, who grew up here, who have been victimized by trafficking. So within our borders, it's predominantly our own girls who are getting exploited, not foreign victims. Let me also say, it is not just girls who are getting exploited. Sadly, among the homosexual transgender community, this is actually a very common thing too. Older men getting young boys. There's also greater supply. Unfortunately, you might imagine a lot of transgender or homosexual youth are kicked out of the house by their parents, which makes them, as you imagine, more susceptible to the allure of the trafficker. So that's kind of the basics. I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have. I can do what I can. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. I really appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing with that. Now we have a very special guest, Lila Rose, the president of Live Action, is on. And Lila is coming on tonight as a favor to us to, you know, explain more about her work at Live Action and the significance of these videos and what her goal is with going in undercover. It's hard work, but she has a very important goal in mind. Lila?
Hi, Kristen. Thanks so much for putting this together and for letting me on. I want to just share with everyone a little bit of the history of the recent investigation that we've just been releasing in the last week and a half about what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to accomplish, what kind of awareness we're trying to spread, and then talk about some of the project results and how it can be potentially useful. I believe it can be very useful to students across the country, and I know that Kristen and others on the webcast are going to get more into details with that later. So just to start out here, our organization has been doing undercover investigative work of Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, for almost 4 years now. And one of the major projects that we've been doing at Live Action is going undercover, is to investigate and expose the sexual abuse cover-up of minors at Planned Parenthood, the biggest abortion chain in our country. We've also done some other projects, which you can access on our website. When I was an intern at SFLA, we did the project to show that Planned Parenthood is willing to accept racially motivated donations. Last year, we did a project to expose in several clinics the medical misinformation and outright manipulation of women that goes on in counseling sessions at Planned Parenthood. But the project that's been ongoing for almost 4 years now is the sexual abuse cover-up project to expose that Planned Parenthood institutionally covers up the sexual abuse of young girls. Now, part of this research has been built on the study that was done in 2002 by Mark Crutcher of Life Dynamics out of Texas. He found when he had an actor calling up over 800 Planned Parenthood clinics and affiliates, he had the actor posing as a 13-year-old girl calling out these 800 Planned Parenthoods and affiliates on the phone and saying that she was basically being abused. She was the victim of abuse. And 91% of the phone calls, they told her on the other end of the phone that they basically had a don't ask, don't tell policy about sexual abuse. They didn't want to know about the age of the man. They didn't care. She could just come in for a secret abortion. Now, across our country, state by state, there are laws on the books that make Planned Parenthood workers and abortionists mandated reporters for sexual abuse, suspected sexual abuse. And so when an abortion clinic doesn't report abuse, they're committing a crime in part, and they're also doing something that's very morally wrong and very disturbing to most people because they're basically leading to enabling more abuse for that underage girl. Because what a sex predator will do is take these little girls to Planned Parenthood clinics after they've gotten them pregnant and get them secret abortions to cover up the abuse. So the project that we've released in the last week and a half is building off of the past 3-4 years of evidence that we've been getting undercover. And over the past almost 4 years, we've exposed 10 different clinics and 6 different states covering up the sexual abuse of girls as young as 13. So I've gone undercover and posed as a girl as young as 13 saying that my boyfriend or this man was 31 and asking for help, and they've told me, Planned Parenthood workers, that they didn't care how old the man was, they didn't want to know, et cetera, and they basically tried to cover it up. So in the past week and a half, we've been releasing this human trafficking project because in our research, we come across this disturbing information that the perfect partner for a human trafficker in our nation today, who wants to keep his girls on the streets, who wants to keep his girls in their trailer parks or, you know, soliciting them online, whatever it might be, the perfect partner is a quote-unquote reproductive health clinic that's going to provide him all the secret abortions and birth control programs that he needs to ensure that he can maximize profit off of selling those girls, because an abortion will deal with the pregnancy that will get in the way of profit, and birth control will help prevent the pregnancy that will get in the way of his profit. So the perfect partner for these pimps is an abortion clinic or a reproductive health clinic that's not going to report abuse or is going to turn a blind eye to suspected abuse. So that's how we built this project that we've been releasing the past week and a half. And what you may have seen already is we've shown now in seven different clinics, that Planned Parenthood workers at all levels of the organization, managers, supervisors, practitioners, counselors, staffers, were willing to tell people that were self-identifying as traffickers of girls as young as 14. And in the videos, you see our actor. He's posing as a pimp, and he says, hey, I'm involved in sex work. I manage some girls. They're 14. Some of them are imported from out of the country. Can I get secret abortions for them? Whatever. And the response in all the situations we've released shows Planned Parenthood willing to aid and abet the human trafficking, the sexual trafficking of underage minors, which is a federal crime, punishable for 10 years to life, according to federal statute. So these are huge, serious crimes we're working with. This is huge victimization of underage girls. It's very serious. It's very, very disturbing to people that see this. It's been in the mainstream media. Even CBS Nightly News ran a story and aired the footage. So it's breaking down traditional media walls because everybody, even those that are pro-choice or pro-abortion, think that trafficking is wrong. At least we can all agree on that. And so people are very disturbed when they begin to realize this connection in our country between the sick code of confidentiality that Planned Parenthood clinics have, where they say, oh, it's all confidential, we won't tell anyone, to the pimp or to the abused girl, which ultimately enables and facilitates more abuse. So in the last week, we've released seven clinics. We just released Washington, D.C. this morning, and we'll be releasing a little more footage, too, to come. And the whole project shows institutionally that Planned Parenthood is not a safe place for women. It's not a place that women can trust, even if they're for abortion, even if they're pro-abortion. It's not a place that they can trust. It's not a place that any parent would want their child or their teen going to. And it's an organization that ultimately is so concerned with their pro-abortion, pro-birth control agenda, where they just want every woman to have abortions and be on birth control, that they forget the value, they forget to respect, they forget to protect the very women that they claim to serve. And it's not a surprise to those on the call, I would imagine, because as pro-lifers, we know that the greatest human rights abuse in our world today is abortion. And if you're committing abortions and you're in support of an abortion, your moral code, your ethical code is going to be messed up. And so we're not surprised. It's a tragedy when we find these people, some of them well-meaning, who are working at Planned Parenthood clinics who are so in support of abortion, remarkably are also willing to enable sexual abuse with secret abortions and birth control. So there's the premise for the project, some quick results for you. You may have seen some of the media coverage. We're very thankful for that. We hope there's more. Congress is starting to take movements to defund Planned Parenthood. That effort is more wind in the sails for that effort, which has been ongoing. In the state of Virginia and in the state of New Jersey, investigations have been opened up by attorneys general there who want to, you know, make a difference and stand up to investigate. Different governors have made statements calling the footage disturbing. In Virginia, the delegates are actually moving towards defunding of Planned Parenthood on the state level. And Governor Chris Christie just last week confirmed his veto of funding for Planned Parenthood in New Jersey. So we are seeing some major traction here. We're trying to push it forward because if we across the country, students and different political leaders and grassroots, and we can all stand up together and say enough is enough. You know, already this is the organization that's committing abortions and killing innocent children, but then enabling sexual abusers, enabling human traffickers, and turning a blind eye to abuse. Everybody can agree that this organization needs to be defunded now. And I want to do a quick ad here too. The Vice President of Communications, Stuart Scheer. Anyone who's on the call, I urge you to type his name into the internet if you're on your computer right now or later on, or go to the Live Action blog, which is just liveaction.org/blog, and look up Stuart Scheer. There's the videos of him circulating. This is the spokesman for Planned Parenthood. This man, you know, God bless him, because I hope that he turns around and joins our side. But but he has been making the most ridiculous statements on behalf of Planned Parenthood, and I think he's actually helped our cause. And a couple of the things that he said in defense of Planned Parenthood and the aiding and abetting of human trafficking is he said, for instance, that in Virginia, he says, the employees acted professionally. So he's on the record calling the behavior in these videos professional. So that's one major boo-boo on his name. And then just recently, Fox News caught him on the street on camera. The reporter asked him, and you can watch this video, and I urge you to watch it. The reporter asked Stuart Scheer, the president, vice president of communications for Planned Parenthood. He says, you know, Mr. Scheer, you know, have you seen the live-action videos released in the Bronx, New York? And Stuart Scheer says, those tapes are doctored. Those tapes are edited. You know, don't believe them. And then the reporter says, well, have you seen them? Have you watched the tapes? And Stuart Scheer says, well, I don't know. Well, can you see? And the reporter says, have you watched them? And Stuart Scheer says, well, I haven't watched them yet. So he's saying, you know, they're doctored, they're edited, but I haven't even seen them yet. So Planned Parenthood is basically just talking out of both sides of their mouths. They're just saying crazy stuff. And it just goes to show now's our time to push this forward, to make a stand, to make a difference, and work together to get this organization defunded. And I think we can do it. And there's a lot of action and activity going on to do that. So there's an update for you. The bottom line here is our talking point in the pro-life community, along with abortion being the greatest human rights abuse, is that Planned Parenthood, no matter how you look at abortion, is not a safe place for women. It's not to be trusted. It's an organization that covers up and enables abuse, the sexual abuse of children and of young women. And this is an organization that everybody can agree has to go.
Wow, Lila, thank you so much for sharing all this with us. I really appreciate it. And I know, I mean, how can you listen to what Lila just said and not want to take a stand tomorrow on campus and hit the ground running and saying, why is this happening? Why are we using taxpayer dollars to fund this? And how are these people still in business? It's absolutely outrageous. I had the privilege of being with Lila at the press conference on Capitol Hill, and I was getting worked up just having to listen to this and saying, why have we waited so long to defund Planned Parenthood? So thank you, Lila, for all your incredible work. And please go to liveaction.org to see all of the videos. We try to repost them at studentsforlife.org when they come out, or our Facebook pages. So thank you, Lila, for all your work. Right now, I want to turn it over to Courtney Blythe. She is the field director of Students for Life. Many of you have probably talked with Courtney or emailed her in the past. She travels across the country. I believe she's in New York tonight. But Courtney's going to be getting on just for a few moments and telling us what we can do. Now that we know this, now that we're ready to take action, Courtney, what can we do on our campuses and our communities to make these facts known and to help stop sex trafficking and help defund Planned Parenthood?
Thank you guys so much for being on this webcast and for listening to the horror of sex trafficking and Planned Parenthood's part in it. And now is really just the perfect, ideal time for you guys to take action and to expose this inseparable partnership between sex trafficking, Planned Parenthood, and abortion in America. In fact, I just got an email from Planned Parenthood about 4 hours ago that said, quote, the most devastating assault on women's health and Planned Parenthood in American history is currently occurring. And so just to show you, they are actually afraid of what's happening right now. So it's really just a great time for you guys to be active and just continue to pound this message in. So I have a few examples of activities you can do. It's endless, so if you come up with your own ideas, please do them and let us know about them. I'm going to just give you a few right now. And first would be a showing of the live-action clips on your campus. And be prepared to answer questions about the legitimacy, because obviously that's what Planned Parenthood is trying to say, that they're not legitimate. But there's a myth and an answer on a live-action site that talks about all of the incorrect statements being made. So just show those clips on your campus. And just, you know, there's no way to argue against that. So that's a great activity. Also, research your school's policy on pregnant students and see if the health clinic sends students directly to Planned Parenthood, which most of them do, in fact, do. And if you find out that's what they do, expose this connection and show that your school is sending the girls to a place that aids sex traffickers. And so that's a great opportunity to not only change your school's policy, but also expose this connection. Another opportunity is coming up on Valentine's Day, and it's actually called The Vigil for Victims of Sex Trafficking and the Violence of Abortion. And so if you go to exposedplannedparenthood.com/vigil, you can find out more about that. But thousands of Americans are doing that on Valentine's Day at noon in front of their Planned Parenthoods. So you guys can all take part in that, and that would be a great activity for your group. Also, just getting involved with the 40 Days for Life chapter and having a continual presence outside of the Planned Parenthood. Another great opportunity that would appeal to a lot of people would be to show a movie like Taken and then use that as an opportunity to get people to see a good Hollywood movie that most people love, but then talk about how this is actually happening in the U.S., as you heard, and that Planned Parenthood is enabling it. So when you get people upset by watching Taken, it's a perfect opportunity to talk about the connection. Host an event with an anti-sex trafficking or social justice speaker or group on campus. And there are lots of different activities, but contact the organizations that you heard today talk. Another thing, if you live in New Jersey, Virginia, or New York, make sure to write to your state representatives and demand that the state defund and investigate Planned Parenthood's activities. And this is already, as Lila said, making a big impact in those states. Another thing is to write to your congressman in Washington, D.C., and ask them to support Mike Pence's defund Planned Parenthood bill. You can find out more about that at exposedplannedparenthood.com. Do a talking or flyer day on campus, and you can say messages such as abortion is a safety blanket for sex traffickers, end abortion equals crippling the sex trafficking industry, and then Planned Parenthood promotes sex trafficking, protects rapists, not safe for women and children. There's just all kinds of messages, but come up with creative ones and spread that through flyers and chalking. Also put it on a banner and put it at a table. And then we have sample letters to the editor and op-eds that you can take and make your own and send to your campus paper and local paper. And if you go to endtraffickingnow.com, we have all of these samples, and we have all of these activities. So I know you probably can't remember everything I'm saying, but go to End Trafficking Now. And then just a couple more, show Blood Money, which is a great documentary, and do a literature distribution using publications that expose Planned Parenthood. FRC, the Family Research Council, has a phenomenal piece that they just released on Planned Parenthood, and then Heritage House puts out a Planned Parenthood exposing publication. Feel free to email us about any and everything. We'd love to hear about new ideas, but visit End Trafficking Now for all of these and for samples of what you can do to expose this on your campus.
Wow, Courtney, this was great. There are so many suggestions there. I don't think any of us should say we don't have anything to do in the next few weeks. I especially want to hit home the Vigil for Victims, which is exposedplannedparenthood.com/vigil. This just came out today. 4 Days for Life is going to be pushing this, and it doesn't matter what Planned Parenthood you go to. Find your local Planned Parenthood, regardless of whether or not they do abortions right there. Go to that Planned Parenthood, be there at noon, and stand for victims, and use it as a time of prayer and reflection. And endtraffickingnow.com, or you can go to studentsforlife.org, and you will see it right there on the left-hand side to get involved. You have sample letters to the editor, everything you need right there. I don't know if Brett is still on the call, but Brett, is there anything you would like to add to these action items tonight?
Yeah, I had a few other videos that people might want to use for campus viewings. There's two really good documentaries that were done recently. One is called Very Young Girls, which I know is on Netflix. You could do. Another one is called Playground. Third, there is a fairy tale that is used as an analogy to show the exploitation of sex trafficking that was just made by a Christian filmmaker. It's called The Candy Shop. And I don't know if that's on Netflix, but I know it's on the Internet. And I just wanted a second. I think Lila made a really great point about how when you're pro-choice, and not only pro-choice, but so pro-choice and committed to the agenda as a Planned Parenthood staffer, how much that corrupts your conscience. And I think it's a great tool if we can educate people, like, this is what exploitation looks like. I mean, you have abortion, it's on the extreme. You're not only exploiting the woman, you're killing her child. But then exploitation includes sex trafficking. I mean, and you see these people on the videos, it's like they hear that they're dealing with a sex worker and he has underage people from Thailand, and it's like they don't even think to see if there's anything wrong. It's like they're so morally deformed that they don't even see what a tragedy is occurring before their eyes. And I just think that's a great point that I don't think a lot of people see the connection. Like, exploitation is all over this place in our culture. I just wanted to second that.
Yeah, I mean, this is just amazing. And this is something that, you know, Lila Press did, the press conference at Capitol Hill. The police should have been immediately called. In all of these clinics, as soon as they started talking, the clinic staffer should have said, excuse me, and she should have called the police. But she didn't. And it wasn't even if she was just going along. These workers were actively seeking out ways to help the rapist, to help the pimp, to help the sex trafficker, to make arrangements for his girls that he was sex trafficking. It was just absolutely outrageous. It's mind-boggling how someone can speak like this to a pimp, a sex trafficker who they believed was a pimp or sex trafficker, and allow this to continue and to know this was going to continue when they left their office. I want to thank everyone for getting on our webcast tonight. We really appreciate you taking half an hour and learning more about these videos from Live Action and what you can do in your campus, your community. Please feel free to email Students for Life at any time. We can forward your email to Lila or to her associates at Live Action. We can help you. We can come to your campus, help you hold some of these events, help you put on some free trainings. Our email is actually info@studentsforlife.org. Our website is studentsforlife.org. Please let us know how we can help you. This is a serious problem in America, and we have to be using our pro-life voices to finally stand up and say Planned Parenthood needs to be federally defunded and sex trafficking has to end. And we can do both. We can do both in the pro-life movement. Thank you so much, and God bless.